Part 1, Chapter 10. A skyline.
Oh!
Johnny Goodboy Tyler pulled up with a yank so sudden he startled Windsplitter into a rear. There it was, straight east. It wasn't hills or mountains. It wasn't some trick of the eye. It was sharp and rectangular. He had been so unconvinced.
When he had left the ancient ruin, he had found a very easy way to travel.
It was almost as if the ruin with the window had once had a broad path leading to it. There were shrubs on the right and shrubs on the left, two rows about 200 feet apart that dwindled eastward into the distance. Underfoot, there was fairly even grass. You had to watch it a bit because there were shallow gullies in places. When you looked down between these little gullies, there was something gray-white. Johnny had inspected it with care. He had gotten down and dug at the edges of such a crack, and it seemed that the gray-white stuff was continuous, just like the inner walls of the ruin. Maybe it was a wall of the ancients, fallen over sideways. But no, it would have cracked as it fell. Outside the courthouse at home, level stones had been laid as pavement. But who wanted a pavement 200 feet wide and an hour's journey long? For what?
This big path had not been used for a long, long time.
If it was a path. It went between hillocks that had been sliced into, and it went across watercourses, although it was pretty irregular and broken in these. He had been excited for a while, but then he got used to it and devoted his attention mainly to keeping Windsplitter from tripping in the little gullies. When he was a little boy, one of the families had had a wheeled cart they hauled firewood in, and he had been told that once there had been a lot of carts, even one that was pulled by a mare. Well, you could sure roll a cart on this wide turf, and roll it fast and far. But as to the great village, he was coming to believe as the afternoon wore on that somebody had probably seen that godhouse back there and multiplied it in his imagination. And then, suddenly, there it was. But was it? He put Windsplitter up to a trot, regardless of the little gullies. In the clear air, the skyline wasn't coming his way very fast. It even appeared to be receding. He stopped. Maybe it was a trick of the eye after all. But no, the lines it made were up and down and flat on top, and there was an awful lot of it. It wasn't hills or mountains. Only building sides could be that regular. He started up again, more sedately, remembering now to be careful. And after a while, he could see that he was getting closer.